Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the U.S. Senate's Energy and Natural Resources Committee marked up Senate Bill 1081. That's the Land and Water Conservation Fund Permanent Funding Act. But not everyone in agriculture is excited about it, especially those ranchers who utilize our nation's federal lands for grazing. In fact, Public Lands Council President and Oregon rancher Bob Skinner says that Congress eliminated their primary oversight authority over the LWCF by permanently reauthorizing the program earlier this year. And he says if the Land and Water Conservation Fund's Permanent Funding Act is enacted, what little ability U.S. lawmakers still have to oversee this $900 million checkbook will forever be lost. Skinner says it's irresponsible and reckless for the legislative branch to waive its duty to oversee this federal land acquisition vehicle. The NCBA's president, Jennifer Houston, agrees and said there's already a multi-billion dollar maintenance backlog on the lands that the federal government already administers, and granting permanent funding, something usually reserved for things like Social Security and veteran benefits, would be a careless misuse of federal dollars. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.